This is the Infanta Margarita Teresa of Spain when she was just 5 years old. Margarita was born in 1651 in Madrid. She was the first child of King Philip IV of Spain by his second wife, Mariana of Austria, who also happened to be his niece. Her mother, therefore, was nearly 30 years younger than her father. Because she was the Infanta of Spain, lots of portraits are made of her. Here she is aged 4. And in this famous one, she is aged 5. This is by Velázquez. The most famous painting of her by Velázquez, however, is this one here, called Las Meninas. This was painted in 1656, when she was 5. Here we see the young Infanta depicted in the artist's studio. Here she is painted when she was about 8 or 9 years old. She was very much loved by her parents, but from an early age, the issue of her marriage was very important. And it was later decided that she would marry Leopold I, the Holy Roman Emperor. Leopold was both her maternal uncle and paternal cousin. Here she is again, aged about 9, and only a few years later, she was betrothed to her uncle. In 1665, Margarita's father died, and here we have her painted in mourning the following year when she was aged 14. Her mother delayed her marriage to her uncle at this point, but the following year she was off to Austria. The Infanta formally entered Vienna in December of 1666, and 7 days later, when she was just 15, she was married to her uncle slash cousin. There were absolutely huge celebrations to celebrate this marriage. In fact, various events and celebrations were planned for the next 2 years to commemorate the marriage. Apparently, despite the 11-year age difference, the unattractiveness of Leopold, the marriage seemed to be relatively happy. Margarita apparently always called her husband uncle, which I just find bizarre. The Infanta was now known as the Holy Roman Empress. During her 6-year marriage, she gave birth to 4 children, although only one of these survived infancy. Here she is depicted with her daughter, Maria Antonia. Unfortunately, after 6 years of 6 pregnancies, in which 2 of were miscarriages, her body was greatly weakened and she became very ill. And when 4 months into her 7th pregnancy, she died at the age of 21 in 1673. Her husband, despite professing his great sorrow over her death, quickly remarried only 4 months later.